Here in Fort Smith, Arkansas, you can find the courtroom where Judge Isaac Parker used to preside. It was a place where fugitives who had escaped into the adjacent Indian Territory were brought to face justice. The men who tracked them down were U.S. Marshals, and one of the most famous of those lawmen is today's feature on the American Countryside. Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll stay on Oahu and soak up the sun on Waikiki Beach, then fly to Kauai to see extraordinary Waimea Canyon. We'll also stay on Maui at the fabulous Hyatt Regency Resort on Kuanapali Beach. Agricultural highlights include the pineapple and coffee plantations, lavender farm, and much more. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266.
The National Association of Farm Broadcasting Foundation is offering three $5,000 college scholarships. The Glenn Kumerow Memorial Scholarship, the George Logan Scholarship, and the Orion Samuelson Scholarship. Applicants must be a college junior, senior, or grad student and must be enrolled in or transferring to an agricultural communications curriculum with concentration or application in broadcast media. For more information or to apply, go to nafbfoundation.com.
Bass Reeves was born into slavery in 1838 on a plantation in Van Buren, Arkansas.
When he was about age 7, he had asked his master, Mr. Reeves, if he could learn to read. He wanted to read the Bible. And, of course, slaves weren't allowed to read, and Master Reeves said no, but he did do something that was unique.
Baridi Noka Cayley shares the story of Reeves from Fort Smith, Arkansas.
He says, well, no, I'm not going to teach you how to read, but I will allow you to learn how to shoot. And I'll place you in charge of our arsenal, all our guns and everything. And that is how Bass actually became very proficient and later was known as a very good marksman.
Young Reeves excelled with a gun. A skill that would impact his life forever.
He got so proficient that he started representing the Reeves family in shooting competitions, primarily turkey shoots. And he got so good that he actually was banned from competition because he never lost.
The family later moved to Paris, Texas. But when the Civil War began, Reeves found himself in a new role.
About 1861, at the start of the Civil War, Bass accompanied William Steele Reeves' fifth son, named George Reeves, who was actually an officer in the Confederate Army. And Bass accompanied George into the Civil War as a groomsman.
But Reeves was soon to gain his liberty, and his new occupation would leave an impression that lasts yet today. More next time as we travel the countryside. In Fort Smith, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McRae.